Stinky. Stinky. Stinky poop, man.
What's a crack? Selen here. We're back with episode 3 of the Sidecast. And we're joined with the full Crack Boys crew again. We're here with David, Tom, and Dave is back. Actually, from the last one, he was just on his holidays. He only came back today.
No, he was slacked. He was doing nothing.
It's just being a pure waste man.
Being a waste man. So, our topic today is just because it's the new year and everybody's getting back on this one, I think. The swing of things. We're talking about work and education, getting back on their routine, and just general January blues as well, I'm assuming, because we're all sad boys.
Yeah, stinky sad boys.
Stinky.
Stinky. Who's stinky?
Uh-oh. Wrap us up.
So, he wants to start us off.
Stinky Tom.
So, I'll start off with basically working over Christmas in... What do you call it? Like a food industry kind of thing?
Hospitality. Bar restaurant.
It fucks you over. Completely fucks you over because you're always just demanded. People are just demanding stuff from you and start to get the worst kind of people, the worst customers who just shouting at you and thinking that they come in. People who drink once a year, you know, when people, that's when they crawl out of their caves. Christmas.
Is your work busy?
Busy over Christmas? Aye, madness. Just because it's in the center of the town and you get everybody shopping and people coming in for a wee bite and you're all, sorry, hey, you have to wait 40 minutes and all, what? 40 minutes?
What are you talking about, you gee bag?
And they're all, aye, well, you and 3,000 other people are also in town shopping, trying to get last minute Christmas shit, you prick. So.
Well, I think that's a thing as well. It's like, I work in a similar place to you, Tom, like, and it's just, you're just there to serve people. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I just be in autopilot mode. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you just come to work, you clock and you just
do you, the and shift, you know it's going to be a shite day.
And that's it. Like,
I come home, lie down, and you're all...
I mean, like, it's good as well, just because, like, it does keep you focused and whatever. It's just very draining when it comes to just right after Christmas, because it's just a complete drop-off and, like, your routine and stuff and everything's sort of up in the air. But I mean, I know what you're saying about like how people are about Christmas and people like, come out once a year and you know, it's just like in my work, do you know what I mean? It's like a really, maybe it's like a Friday or Saturday, it's a really busy night. Like party of like 20 comes on and I'm like, what's correct? Do you still have a booking? No. Right, okay. You know, and they're like, what the fuck do you want me to do here? I'm like, do you know what I mean? It's fucking 5 days before Christmas and you land on me 20 people and you have a booking. And I'm like, what in your mind told you that was okay? I'm like, what? Like, what? But in reality, I'm like, oh, how are we sitting there? I'm trying to get sorted. Same old. Never worry about
sorry,
it.
Sorry, folks, but we about full up at the minute. These are out there waiting. These are out there waiting for a while. Now, how long would you be waiting for? And I'm all, well, it's quite busy at the minute. So half an hour, 40 minutes. No, we can't do that there. We'll just go somewhere else. Go somewhere else then. Please. Fuck off.
Find somewhere else where you know 40 minute waiting time as well.
Good luck, lad.
No, it was back to what you were saying about like people coming out once a year. Right, here's a wee daddy for you.
Ooh.
Leave wee daddies alone, right? Stop daddy shaming. So I was working upstairs and then they were like, one of my colleagues was all, here, get downstairs quick, somebody's collapsed. And I was like, oh shit, is this like nut allergy fucking, like somebody like actually calf?
David like jumps in the fireman's pole and on the bottom floor.
I just start screaming, wee. And then so I ran downstairs and there was this fella, he must have been looking for a toilet, wandered in, pissed himself and threw up all over the floor.
Nice.
How many's tidy wee fucking Christmas jumper? I was like, God bless you and your wee cotton socks. Because he was like, he was fully collapsed. Like, and then I was like, prodding him with this, like, the brush, be like, are you alright, Dina Taxi?
Jesus! What are you doing?
What happened?
Poking him with a fucking brush. You alright? you alright, lad?
No, it was my brush. Like, you know, it was just like,
try to sweep him away.
No, because like, I didn't know if he was going to like lash out or anything, because he was just that far gone. I was like,
was he staying,
is everything alright? And he couldn't even reply to me. He was just like, and then his eyes, see when like
12 pubs, do you be crazy now?
When your eyes are like glazed over, and he was just seeing through me. It was like staring straight under my soul, just being like, and then I just get it on my head. I was like, are you okay? Do you need a taxi? And I couldn't do anything because I was on shift, and I was trying to like get him to where he needed to be, but where he needed to be was just like in the gaff.
He's bad.
Do you know what I mean?
He's bad, man.
You can't just like take him upstairs and whack a nappy on him, you know what I mean? You just
stuck have to pedophile.
Hope nature guides its course, you know what I mean?
I cleaned up so much book as well. It was awful.
Yeah.
Big mood.
I've had to deal with no boke.
Did you?
Thankfully, so.
Oh, lucky bastard. It's like people boking and then they're all, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm all, don't worry about it. I'll clean it up. You're grand. Clean it up. They boke again. Same place. And after that, you're just all gone. Just get out. Bastard. They came back the next day and gave us a box of celebrations, so.
That's fair enough then. You love celebrations.
Was it worth it? Like, but
it was like wrapped up. We vomited. Like,
gotcha again.
Clean us up.
They try to run away. We collapse because you're still steaming. Dun 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 dun. Bang.
He's running with a real box of celebrations. The decoy box is like, go.
People just, I don't know what I'm saying. It's starting Christmas time. People love it. It's like monster lovers. I mean,
that includes us too. Though.
We do it all.
We keep it all right. We keep the same level of alcoholism the whole year round. So, yeah.
But that's the hangout with Christmas too, as well. You're working flat out, but you're also still trying to juggle going out as much as well. I mean, the amount of money I spent on going out just in like, stupid nights, like not even getting like steaming all the time, just going out, being all, oh, so and so's back from uni, do you want to go out? I work in the morning, but he's like, it's Christmas.
You just have to go into work hanging, that's it.
I work in like retail as well, so like it's not like a case of where you all have like drunk people coming on. Like, I don't know why you have drunk people coming on, Dave, but it's
don't even talk to me about drunk people.
Like, it's different than like, because the people are so hyped over getting presents and stuff too, you literally have like all the Romans being here like clicking at me, and I'm just like, it's only me on the floor, and I'm
you should start hissing back at them.
Get away. I'm not getting your shoes.
Thankfully I had nobody click or whistle at me this year.
Not even a wee sweat spoo, like,
not even a wee
raisin, like.
I got a couple, hey bye. That's about it.
Hey young fly, get over here now.
Hey Jack, couple of straight there, would you? Cocktails. Oh, hey, why not? Just don't.
Will he not be the same? Like,
why not though? Call
be the same type.
You're
of person.
You're insane questions. Like, why is the sky blue, lad? It's like, well, what do you mean? Like,
hey, I've gone. Use Google or something.
No, but the same type of person. Be like, that's a fanny drinker. You know what I mean? He's only asking.
He probably just betting.
He's only. I know. He's only asking as a cocktail so he can chastise you. You know what I mean?
No, he's going to say,
do you do cocktails, wee frit?
You wee frit? Imagine that, like, someone sitting in the bar, you know, you do cocktails, no? You wee frit? It's insane. That's such an insane attitude. Like, yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, I think the people that, like, if you're working at any kind of hospitality, if you're working at any kind of retail, anything they do with the public, I think the worst thing is, it's just when people, like, expect you to drop everything and sort them out like immediately. It's like no other.
You're there,
like,
for that person, than that person alone.
You're there to serve.
It's like I have absolutely Lester. No spine either, so I can't even be all, sorry, I'm whistling at the minute, so I'm standing there like holding like three boxes of shoes, being all, yes, I have time. put stacking on top, I'll be fine.
I tell them, I'll be all, I know where I'll do it for you now. And then I put like, there's a, in my head, there's a mental list. So like, I get around the list, and if they're waiting 10 minutes, I'm all, check one, you're on the list, like, so give it time.
No, like, working in any cinema, it's just, like, everybody complains about retail food and all, but, like, imagine that all in one. It's like, you're a cleaner,
you're
a cashier, you serve food, do you know what I mean? So, like, there's this one stage, it was, like, a week or two ago, there's always, like, a case of lost phones down the sides of chairs or wherever. We had to go on and like check the whole crack weight. And I went in, whole place was a tip, the usual. And these three wee boys were like, oh, go and get my phone, go and get my phone. And I was like, I'll get your phone. It's all right, it's grand, sweet. Give me a kiss first. No, but went in.
You like pointed your cheeks all
I. Mwah. Stinky.
Stiffing down. Should have got the ring out to be all. Kiss it.
Kiss my ring.
Kiss it, please.
So, like, boy. I went in and.
Jesus.
Off track.
Anyway,
I went in and, like, they gave me down to their seats. Seats absolutely, like, just disgusting. Like, they left all their shit there. Everything was, like, unfolded and all. And so I left it out to see. And then one of them just like turned around and was all, Jesus, must be shit cleaning summer, isn't it? I turned around to him and I was all, hi, it is. I was like, how, like, it's that whole thing, we, is it cognitive dissonance? It's like being able to switch off your better judgment.
Yeah.
It's a blind ignorance. They like, oh, I left quite a big mess there. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you
go
left
get my
it.
Phone. If you surprise her, it's the pile of popcorn and vomit.
Like shit everywhere. So
like
the cinema seat's caked in shite, and he's like, fuck it, must be awful.
I'm
still Lord and Obi being all, this must be shite here. Shite?
His mess.
You're all,
this must be crap throwing popcorn at you. So bad.
Spitting on you. The customer shat in the sink once.
Shat in the sink?
Yep, shat in the sink.
That's very nice though, man.
Yeah, beautiful. It was lovely.
What do you just do? Like waffle stomp it on the drains?
Waffle stomp?
It's a waffle stomp?
Anyway, how like drains it, kind of like, in the shape of like a waffle or something.
Not really.
I've never heard that. But go look at that drain in there and tell me it's not like, it's grids, so nothing can go down. Like, you know, hair gets caught in it.
You're definitely a Play-Doh child, huh?
I stomp Play-Doh in the drain too.
Put your
poo. You need to get away from that weird set of YouTube, man. I don't know
why this is such a difficulty. Like, drains are grids. Like, that's how they work. So your hair doesn't go down.
And that's the name of this episode. Drains are grids.
Drains are grids.
I bet you're one of the ones that, like, just poo through Play-Doh, like, fucking cookie cutters.
I don't know. I hope I don't. I'll have to ask my mother. Mom, when you listen to this, did I poo through Play-Doh? Play-Doh shapes? I don't know.
Did you go into the toilet one day and was there just a big star poo?
I'm from my man, I should come out. Yes, David actually did do that quite a lot. I don't know why you know this, Dave, but it's very weird. Thank God she's on Spotify.
What's crack with people like being very liberal with like their shites?
Oh,
we're not. Don't poo shame. It's 2020.
Education and work. But the poo part.
I don't know. It's like
free poos for everybody.
It's like right. The toilets were checked at 8, right, and then I went at 8:30, and like the fucking man's toilets were just like. There was like shit in the walls.
Serious?
All the toilet roll was like stuffed. Just stuffed, and it was all clattered and shite. And I'm like, I was down here 30 minutes ago.
What is
going on here? But it's like imagine being in a restaurant and like having your meal, going and doing that there and come back, like, sitting down and just like finishing your meal and drinking your beer.
after that performance piece.
after completely annihilating the balls.
He was probably sitting watching you wait for you to go in there.
Go.
You know what I mean?
No, that happened in the situation in my work as well. It's like someone was down the very back and like threw up under their hands, but they must have threw up so much. It was spraying out of their hands because it was all everywhere.
Oh my god.
It was on the cat standy and it was the whole trail up. It was all over the men's toilet. And it took a full industrial sized blue roll to even cover it so we could like kind of mop it up because
you're
bagging me. You know what I mean?
People do love it though. Do you know what I mean? I haven't booked an age of it.
Well, that's good.
It's also a hairy season for uni students.
Yes.
With no way, waste their life.
Woo! Woo! I did know.
Not even uni students, just anybody in like education. Do you know what I mean?
Juggling a job in uni is like so pants, and like you almost always need to work when you're like in uni. Even when you get loans and stuff, it's still like you need to work.
I feel like they always give you the worst assignments as well. That are the one their assignments are always the worst.
Yes.
Like even the ones coming up this summer, like they always seem fine, but it's always the winter ones always that's always the ones you're sitting racking your brains over. All I know, I'm not gonna be able to do this.
It's convenient at a time when your shifts are always like shooting up too, because obviously like Christmas times are all different, so like you're trying to get shit done and like you can't. And I've had so many times where it's like a deadline was in the same day I was working, and I was just going home being all right, nice day at work, time to go home and do some more work, and then just sleep, and then that was it. It was a fucking nightmare,
barely sleep.
It's all pants like this, and you're freaking out too about the work, and you're like, I don't know if I did that right. That's like, why I've taken a break from uni. Everyone, take a break from uni if you need to. Take a year out. That's if you're going into uni, going from upper stuff, just take a break. Take a year out.
It is
advice from David Coyle.
It is a wide gap. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, see, going, you don't understand, like, jump. Like, it's like, see the way people, like, go, oh, GCSE, do A level. That's horseshit compared to, like, A level, the university, or level three, the university.
It's just because you literally have only yourself for your motivation to do work.
And then as well, it's like maybe I don't know,
I've heard from people, it's like lectures, just someone just don't care, like, someone just don't care, and then it's like, right, okay, that's an extra workload for you to go and like source out the stuff that you have to learn.
Yeah, and you're basically teaching yourself too, on top of like trying to also do your work and then teach yourself for the other three modules you have. It's in there.
And then you're also trying to, like we said, juggle a job.
And also trying to juggle your social life.
Maybe a creative project too.
Exactly.
And maybe you're shagging too. So
Thank God that's not the case for us.
David, speak for yourself, man.
We're all still virgins. Like,
it's true, yeah.
I mean, I still don't promise,
right? I'm winning marriage, man.
Catholicism, praying, Protestantism.
I mean, luckily, I mean, I listen to you because I've like four older brothers and a lot of people, and it's just like, really consider your choice for going to uni and like see if it's for you or not. And it's like, I feel like my whole school life, it was like, it was just sort of, I was getting less and less interested and getting more and more interested with like doing my own thing. And it's like, I know definitely there's a lot of my friends who felt like they had no other choice but to go to uni, even though it might not be suited to them, and they could have spent that time creating themselves or creating their own business or paving like a different way. Do you know what I mean? I just knew it wouldn't have been for me, you know. I just know like what suits me and how I work and stuff, but definitely there's a lot of pressure on people, like from their families, from like maybe older siblings, like blah blah blah. They like go to uni and like this is the only route you have to take to get like a good job that's gonna sort you out the rest of your life,
or an education. Like everybody, like it wasn't even a thought in my head. It was like, oh no, it's like as soon as I finish my up, straight to university.
Mm.
Not like seeking alternative routes to like education and stuff like that there. And it's now after I'm actually done my degree, I'm like, right, I could have took other paths and stuff like that there.
For sure.
Because like I mind my course, there was getting my course that done a wee stint on Game of Thrones.
Mm.
And she was talking to some of the techs that were, they were our age at the time.
Yeah.
We were both in second year, and then they laughed at her for going to do her degree. It was like, that's useless. But saying that, it's like some degrees it's like portfolio building, and like it may seem useless, but it's like I went to do mine, they build contacts, they further me like cinematic dialogue, and just to like get more of a scope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's more of a degree for the actual education. Mm-hmm. And actually trying to get like a full scope, rather than here's the teach you what exactly to do when you're going on the work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's basically like, I mean, obviously like, a lot of people think like, you know, we need like to go to uni to actually like feel like they've done something in their lives, and that, to be fair, that makes sense. So, like, a lot of jobs are hard to get into without a degree, and there's no other way about that. But like, again, what I said already, like I kind of passed it off, but like, do take the year out if you feel like you aren't ready to go to uni, because like you find a lot of time you go from like GCSE to your A levels and you go straight into uni and there's no break. And then before you know it, you're fucking like 23 in a job and you're oh, this is my life now. You know what I mean? Like, and so you're still really young.
What so I would like, say is university isn't for everyone, but education is absolutely for everyone. It's like,
there's so many different
ways to do it. Like, get an education in a school, like.
I remember like my secondary school that I went to. It was like, they obviously in the public, like they don't really go on about how like they push university and stuff, but it was like when I was in school, they were essentially telling me you're gonna be a loser if you don't go to university. I just remember being so scared. And I was like, Jesus, what if I don't do well? And often I'm like, am I gonna be a fucking waster or what? Or, do you know what I mean?
Or not?
Or a nonce? Or a nonce?
Both. He's one and all.
It turned out to be a waster and a shagger, so.
What? Get off our podcast.
Wait a minute.
We're all educated virgins here.
Educated virgins?
Oh, almost there.
We just described an Ansel. Oh.
Educated virgins?
Stop talking about Ansel.
Anyway, how good was Joker?
There was this actually, like, see, understand education for me. Like, I didn't get it in university. I didn't get it in secondary school. I absolutely didn't get it in primary school. It was like, I came across this quote, and it's only in the last like 3-4 months I kind of actually got it. But it was like 4 or 5 years ago when I was down the flat in Schlegel. And
Schlegel boys.
Down in Schlegag with the boys, down at the flat. Just sucking pints and let's say a few. So there was this big WB Yeats quote like plastered over the wall, and it was like just in big black letters was education is not the falling of a pale but the lighting of a fire. And I was like, Jesus, that's powerful, but it doesn't apply to me at all. I was like, what? Who's this WB Weissman? Hey, no, but it was like after a while it was just kind of ringing in the back of my head. I was like, what the fuck. And then see, once you fall into a passion and you started like, for me it's like it's easy to digest like video essays and just like listen to film podcasts. It's like once you fall into something, it's the same with like the way your dad or whoever looks after you growing up was like, see the hardest things going to a job you don't like. It's the exact same thing. It's like once you find that area that you're like, oh Jesus, I'd love to just fucking go at it today. Hey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not education. It is, but like it doesn't feel like you're being rammed in memories anything.
If you actually like it again.
Yeah, it's like I'm fucking really enjoying myself here. I want to learn more. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think there's still this fucking stigma with education. It's like, oh, like my secondary school just fucked me up, and I feel like I'm wasting. I'm not doing anything with my time. Watch YouTube videos, educate yourself, learn an instrument, go out there and just fucking shag. You know what I mean? Shag your brain.
Chat a while out of it, shag on the side.
Stand for a week.
Oh.
You're at David's, man.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
She definitely can't listen to this.
Not mine. Not David's, man.
Yeah. Well, no, definitely not mine either. You know, like, David in the street, maybe not me. Shut up. What? No, don't worry, man.
David's my street name.
So, the moral of the story of this podcast is this guy there, Jack.
Just cut that all section.
You know what I've realized? See, for like, I've had a full-time job now since July. And see that, like 5-6 days a week going into the same place, it makes you feel like your work life is your life. And it's can be so draining. And like,
I know that all through.
I get that too much. Like I see the people I work with more than I see my friends and my family. And they're all in the same boat. They're all, be careful. This could, you know, this might be become your life. And I'm all, I would do anything for this not to be my life.
Yeah.
But as well, it's like, do you know what I mean? You always have to take steps forward. They become like your, or just they achieve like your ideal lifestyle. Then, do you know what I mean? Like we're all so young. Do you know what I mean? It's like this is just what you have to do. This is just. How society works, do you know what I mean? It's like, yes, we're trying to do something creative, and hopefully, do you know what I mean? I'd be like to continue doing something like this. I have no plan on stopping, do you know what I mean? But as well, it's like, you can't do these things without the other thing, do you know what I mean?
It's like they kind of channel on the one hour, but like saying that nobody's going to be scooping popcorn forever or like hanging clothes on racks or serving food, there's nothing wrong with it. That's the grind, that's where you. That's
where you
how you get there. You know what I mean? That's part of the road. That's, you know what I mean? It's how you learn, like, I don't know. It it's weird skills. It's like patience. The most is like is the best thing that comes with jobs like this.
I think there's a good point that I know a lot of people don't realize, and it's like obviously it's like I have an older family and I'm very young, so it's like they can help educate me a lot and like keep me on the right track. But it's like as time goes on, pensions and like jobs that you get after uni are certainly like they're essentially not going to exist within my lifetime. Pensions aren't going to exist, not unless they're self-funded by you.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people just don't know that. Do you know what I mean? And like that's why you're seeing people who are self-employed a lot more, because they realize that and they're like, right, well, I need to start putting money away for me now, because it's not going to exist within companies in so many years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we're still young. When you get a big boy job when you're like 30 or something, you know, it's just I'm just spitballing here. It's like pension schemes are not going to be what they were like my father's growing up to, like not even anywhere near. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be like you have to save that money for yourself, and that's up to you.
That's, you know what I mean? Because the war is going to be fucking birth and fire in 10 years, and then the pension schemes are going to be ran off bottle caps for the people who's left here. Do you know what I mean?
Jesus, I know.
I give it a few months, I ran in America anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
Has it? I don't think it has. I don't know. I think Iran sent a few missiles there.
If you're friends with, if you want to be friends with Iran, you can't be my friend. That's it. Well, and I don't think anything's gonna
happen.
What am I talking about?
I'm
fucking the
Ram bombed
the base yesterday.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, this isn't the Iran
work. Me and Tom are actually drinking cans in here, watching it. Like, it's just, do you know what I mean? Like, pure, not even looking at each other, just watching this base getting bombed. All, that's mad, dirty.
But that's to do with like perception of media as well. It's like everybody's desensitized. They like see if I say about like see 40-50 years ago, it's like you see it in the newspaper, you're just like, Jesus Christ. That big bold print you see like once a week maybe, you're like, holy fuck. But now you have, you know what I mean, it's we've built up a library of like so like I mean fucking ISIS beheading videos.
Oh, like you know what I mean? You can find whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whenever you want. You know what I mean?
It's that whole.
And even if you're not looking for it,
Twitter, sometimes Twitter, like, it fucking, pops up.
It'll find you. Like,
just knock on the BBC, you see a fucking blind Wayne running down the street crying, half burnt.
It's pretty horrible.
Well, it's probably not the BBC, but it's probably.
I know.
Or Russia Today.
Al Jazeera news.
So trustworthy.
Al Jazeera.
I can see you and Tom doing that. If there's a muscle coming towards Ireland, he's push. Second hand, that's mad, Dad. And then that's your last moments on earth. That's mad, Dad.
You know what happens?
We're not going to describe what just happened.
Everyone is singing, "Damn, get the tape on, dance." Yes.
I don't know. I just think definitely it's like there's not enough education out there about our generation's future and like how unstable it actually is in regards to like, quote unquote, degree jobs where you come out of it and you go straight on the job. It's like there's the stability isn't what it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. Do you know what I mean?
Companies don't.
It's like your family. Companies don't even care do you know that much anymore. Companies are like sorting you out for you to then sort your whole family out.
I don't know. Trade jobs seems like they seem a lot more stable these days.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Do you know 100%.
Like, I don't know. Like, see. Everybody has a degree now. Right. Do you know what I mean? And not like the whole fucking right, there's a whole classes divide between like getting a degree and then getting a master's. Like that's see this year I'm taking out now to fucking finance my master's because so everybody gets funding for degrees, no matter like who you are, like no matter your gender, creed or colour, you can apply to get a loan and a grant from the government.
Mm.
And so that's all fine and good. Everybody can get a degree like maybe not people in certain circumstances but the general, but see that year in between you have to fund your master's by yourself, and that's the real I have I have a degree, I can walk and do a job then. Well, not necessarily, because there's PhDs there's as well, yeah. And then there's specific areas. But it's like, not many people that come from like low class and common stuff like that there can fund, like can just fork out a year's worth of living in like, I don't know, a foreign university. Well, not foreign, like if you go to like England and if you go to like Scotland and stuff like that there. Do you know what I mean? It's just kind of keeping the poor people poor and like
it's trying not to get any better, is it?
What?
It's probably not going to get any better.
No, it won't, but like it's still shite, you know what I mean? It's just trying to keep
it's a grim reality.
Keep the poor people down with their education and their like job prospects. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and like this is what I'm saying about like I just wish that it was more commonized that it's like maybe if you're in a position where you don't want to go to uni or whatever, it's like don't like, or even if you don't think it's for you but everybody else is telling you to do it, it's like self-employment is on the rise, like people are making their own money, people are making their own pathways in life and like how to achieve what they want to achieve. And I think now it's just not the same as, like I said, I was in secondary school and it was like I was told basically by the school, if you don't go to uni, you're a loser.
Yeah.
I think that it's okay to tell people that if you don't go to uni, then there's so many avenues of creativity and other ways that you can even like be better than some of the people who went to uni. That you do, yeah. Know what I mean? It's like, I know it's like that story is like, oh, Bill Gates didn't go to
Steve Jobs don't go to uni. Steve Jobs just stole fucking technology and built an empire.
You know what I mean? I know it sounds like it's one of my things. You're like, oh, if he can do it, I can do it. But it genuinely is more achievable now than it ever has been. Do you know what I mean?
At the same time, it is still a great experience for a lot of people, like getting to move out of their parents' home and live on their own for a couple of years. You learn, that's where you really learn, when you're out on your own.
It's getting thrown in the deep end,
that's where you have to learn like, serious life skills.
I mean, think it this way, Beyonce didn't go to university and she has her own sweatshop. Or multiple, actually.
Probably loads of them.
Jeremy Carson got like a C in 2 E's.
Oh, fuck. It's just fuck off.
And he's living on a mansion. I hate that man so much.
I try every year him. Comes out with
I know, it's like the end of his brain. He says, I don't want to do this, but yeah,
it's the same with like Rick.
It's like a twitch or something.
It's like Ricky Gervais being like, oh my god, you're stupid for being a Christian.
You're stupid. Stinky.
Did you see his statement?
Stinky, poopy, binky, bonk.
Christian.
Did you see his statement on was it the Golden Globes?
I heard about it.
It rubbed me the wrong way.
Everybody was applauding it, wasn't it?
But like, but that's the whole
it
like.
It could have just not said it too. Oh, I mean, just like, fuck up.
Like everybody gets it, but like see the people applauding and be like, finally, like somebody's saying something. Like Joe Rogan was like, oh my god. I respect him so much for saying that.
Did you see what he heard?
Jamie, like, keep it that one video of that deer.
Jamie, bring it up on the screen. You want to smoke? You smoke, right?
I know what you mean. No, it's like, it's
we can't slag podcasts.
No. Well, we're not just like Joe Rogan.
Meta, we're on one.
Meta. Well, like Jerky Gervais, that's his weird
Jerky Gervais.
Anyway, Ricky Gervais is also part of the elite, so he's talking his whole.
He's part of the 1%. No, he's not. He's part of the 5%.
He's still like loads of money. Yeah. He's presenting the Golden Globes, that's enough.
Stuff like that there, I mean, like people, do you know what I mean? It's like, people be all, did you see the Golden Globes? What?
Huh?
They're like, did you see the Golden Globes? I'm like, no. Why? Do you know what I mean? It's like, even my mom and dad and stuff will like sit and watch them and be like, just chat about it amongst themselves. And I'm like, this is so far away from like what is important. Do you know what I mean?
Not necessarily. Like, you see, like, I get what you mean, but like, media, politics, film, it's all the same fucking shit these days. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, like, you obviously want to see like female representation, POC representation and stuff like that there. And I always wanted to just see like it's they call it a celebration of films, like it's not like it's a festival, it's a competition, but sometimes you just want to see like some films you really root for get recognition.
No, that's fair enough, actually. No,
that's obviously a really, like, a really like nice what was, feeling.
What was the story with the Asian director, the fella?
Bong Joon-ho.
I just caught, he was all, what did he say? What was it?
He said, like, once you get over that 1-inch barrier of subtitles, a whole world of cinema.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're introduced to a whole world of cinema, which is absolutely true. Like I get...
Me and Tom watch everything with subtitles. I love it.
I'm a deaf ass bitch. Mm-hmm. Be, like, my hearing is actually
cool. I just think, like, it's just, like, visually, like, nearly like, bring me into the film more. Because I'm like, I know exactly what they're saying, like, clear as day. Do you know what I mean?
I've watched anime for years, like, so I'm usually like, it's fucking.
Attack on Titan is my favorite anime.
I know, Sam has an Attack on Titan tattoo.
All the best action films are have subtitles, like, and people, and you'd be all, oh, do you watch this? And they'd be all, tried, but I had subtitles and I just wasn't really bothered to read the whole time.
Just read.
Well, you just
read
fucking
it.
Missed out on a sweet film. Good luck.
But like the see, like, remix and stuff like that, there they lose a lot of charm.
Oh,
it's like the remake in, was it Train to Busan now, for no apparent reason. No, they announced it.
No, it's a
No, it's a remake in America. It's a remake.
Oh my god, the Americans, they've ruined.
No, it was like they announced it within the same year, and I was like, "What the fuck? It's a new film." Like, I understand. Like, see, like, remakes from foreign films, they updated for like a new society, a foreign society, but it's like, Jesus Christ, Korea is little America, South Korea, you know, and it's like, see, Train to Busan is just like a normal story, a relatable story, and society's online these days. Everybody's culture, like, intertwined. Nobody's that different from anyone else.
Right.
And so, like, see, trying to, like, update something that doesn't need updated, and you just need to fucking get your littered ass reading a wee bit of fucking subtitles. I know people, some people can't read, and it's not their fault, I'm sorry. But, like, it's that blatant ignorance. It's like, Jesus Christ, it takes 2 seconds. Like, see, if you watch Netflix for one day with subtitles on, you're used to it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just secondhand, like, you know what I mean?
I actually go to
the cinema
and I'm like, what's that for? I'm like,
where's the subtitles?
Yeah. Like, I really wish this had subtitles.
Like, Dave, turn on them subtitles.
I know. Dave comes in and make a wee piece of paper.
Flashcards.
I don't know. I mean, like my favorite films, like, from Korea and like Japan. And, like,
he's foreign. He's quirky.
He's foreign. He's so quirky. But I mean, do you know what I mean? It's like, I think it's just like, you know, it's like, why don't you have the subtitles? Why would it? That is the argument.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm not read a book.
the easiest way, like, I kind of. There's a film called, was it Kung Fu Hustle? And it's like one of the best comedy films of all time.
What a show.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, like, I grew up watching it. But I always grew up watching the subtitle version, because my dad was like, oh, the fucking dub version is pure stupid. And then one time I actually sat down and listened to the dub version and see the amount of jokes that are just lost in the translation.
Exactly.
It is so stupid. Like, half the jokes just aren't funny. And they don't, like, I don't know, see, voiceover artists, they don't get acting. Like, they get voice acting, do you know what I mean?
Right,
but, like, they're not the real professionals that in Japan, anywhere in Asia, do you know what I mean? That actually translate it across to be funny.
It's the tone of voice and things, too.
Yeah.
But it never captures them, right?
It's like how you, something is delivered.
The soul.
You know, the soul of the joke.
That's a while off topic, from
education.
It happens.
That's what happens. You're here to listen to psychiatrists for shy talking, like, do you know what I mean?
But why does Dave know so much about films? Because he went to uni for it.
Not really.
Shut up. I'm trying to do a segue. I don't care.
What was your experience in UDA?
UDA? Oh, well.
UDA?
UDA.
It went really well.
UTA?
Until
you have a UTA?
UTA? I don't actually.
We were talking about UTAs earlier.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's not on topic.
Becoming a vegetarian.
PSA, get tested.
Becoming a
vegetarian.
Becoming a vegetable?
Urinary tract infections.
Okay, yes. Right. Let's wrap up the urinary tract infections, please. Wrap it up.
Eh? Sorry, touchy subject for Tom and David.
What?
Spicy PP boys.
He asked me about uni and he turned into the UTIs.
Right, go. Continue.
What? Oh, uni. I was good until very recently because final year is really tough. So I'm taking a break from it. I'll learn that. So it was really fun though, otherwise. Like, I mean, like, you get freshers and stuff in your...
Freshers and a lot of thirsty.
You get this sausage.
Listen, I'm trying to make it sound better for some people. It's actually awful, all right?
not everybody, like us three fucking spastics.
Oh, the S word.
The S word.
Oh, don't be so able
to. Us three buffoons.
It was all right. Uni's fine until final year it ramps up. So, like, all the slacking you do in first day, second year or whatever, yeah. And then third year it's like, oh, by the way, all the work you're meant to do, yeah, just do it now, and you have like a term to do, and you're like, yep. What, huh? Excuse me,
it's like, remember this thing you done first year, do now please.
Okay,
it's like, there was one stage it was like, what we do was like a final project, like last term is like you meet with your supervisor and then you do a dissertation on a final project. Mm-hmm. So for me it was final project was, it can be like a film, it can be like a TV pilot, it can be a script, anything to do like within the realm of fucking TV or film.
Just left up to you, like.
It's just up to you, and then you have to do a dissertation related to it. So like my dissertation was gender representation in horror films. So it was just like, yeah, Michael Myers' knife is a big fat willy.
Oh.
And every cave you see in a horror film, yeah, that's a vagina. And just talking about like how valid and how like invalid statements like that there are. And then my final project as well was, it was just like an experimental horror film to do with gender. And so I wanted to take on more projects because again, the way my degree works, it was like, this is the build your portfolio. This is basically your CV builder. Mm-hmm. They show like, to get on their next stepping stone. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, right, I want to work on as much projects as possible so I can add that to my showreel and actually show that I have worked on a lot of things and I've shown growth and stuff like that there. So I, being a fucking smart cunt, I took on 5 extra projects. And
love so, them vibes,
yeah.
Love them vibes.
Still got top of his class, top of the year. Well done.
Yeah.
Woo woo!
Yeah, I'm a smart bitch.
And now he's on crack, boys.
Boo.
Ah, stinky.
Yeah, the great have fallen.
So, it's like...
Insert fart noise here.
See, taking too much on as well, it can really fuck you up. Because, I mean, so see, once it got to, like, April, like, it was, like, the end of May was our deadline. They have everything in. They have, like, it's like your dissertation polished. They have your phone polished. Everybody's films and dissertations were submitted by him. And so see, during the period of actually working on them films, I got 2 hours sleep a night. And that was involuntary. I managed my time well, but see, my anxiety, it was fucking through the roof. Mm. I was like waking up in the middle of the night in like panic attack mode, like hyperventilating and all, for no apparent reason. Just like the fact that there was a natural buildup of fucking stress. And it's not to say like the sets were harsh or anything, so like it was nice, like it was up in Donegal for 2 days, like shooting a wee film about Alzheimer's, and it was fucking lovely, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was working with some wonderful like people, and but it's the fact that much time was delegated, and you're thinking like in the back of your head, it's like, I need to do this tomorrow, I need to do this the next day, I need to do this, I need to do this. Your head is a mile a minute.
Yeah.
And it's like, see, if you bite off more than you can chew, it can really, really fuck you up. You know what I mean?
And I think that's a good thing that you can say that about the education, or you can say that about work as well. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, you definitely take on too much work, and then it's hard to say,
burns you out.
Oh, wait, I don't think I can hack this. Do you know what I mean? To an employer or something to get there. Do you know what I mean? So, just I think it's just managing, like, your mental capacity for how much you can deal with.
Yeah.
It's something everybody has to find.
Yeah.
I think people here are really driven, sometimes take on a lot that they can't deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like people kind of like cut loose too much with like throwing themselves on the work or education. It's like, you're out the light. No, I'm working tomorrow. which isn't a bad thing. Like there's a, but there's a healthy point. He can be like, here, I'm taking a break now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because like in work, I was doing 30 hours above, and I've only took like two holidays in the last, I don't know, 8 months I've been working there. And it's like, see, once I got those holidays, I was like, I didn't know how much I needed that.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't know how run down you actually get until you get a chance to breathe for a bit. And it's like, people need to take breaks more often. People need to stop being so harsh on themselves. People need to have lazy days. People need to lie in. People need to just sit and watch Kitchen Nightmares for a day. Do you know what I mean? It's like, chill out, people. You're young. Just fucking, you'll be all right. Do you know what I mean?
Lovely, Dave. I think that's spot on for what people need to know.
Sure.
People just need to know that they have to fucking chill out. Just
it's fine to be run down every so often, but you need to
that's
do you.
That's not life. That's not what life should
no,
be.
No, you need you know to I mean? Always. I think you should always. You're always number one, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Always think about yourself and always think about others too. But whenever you feel like you're not well. That's like as soon as you feel like you're not well, you're not well, because that's your body telling you, hey, chill out. We need to.
You have to head down. And we sit down and talk with your body, being like, "Here, Jesus Christ, stop with the sauce. Stop fucking throwing yourself into work 40 hours a week and just getting your head melted."
Long back, fucking blasting porno for about 3 hours.
Stress. I know, like that is a serious thing as well. See, like stress, masturbation, and stuff like that. There. People don't talk about that at all.
No, man, you end up on page 3063 and still looking for that video, like, do you know what I mean? So that's dedication. But I know what you're saying as well. It's like, it's people definitely use that as just an easy relief for them. Do you know what I mean? But they don't have any other time for anything
else. Yeah, it's like, hold on.
It's a quick pick me up. It's a quick feel good for people.
Probably is. Let me fucking wring this chicken's neck. David's like, my mom listens to this. No.
But yeah, it's not talking about enough, like, as well. Because, like, see, when that happens, you feel like the biggest bag of shit ever. Like, straight away, it's just like, I'm a disgusting young.
Post not clarity?
How dare me? Post not clarity. Post not clarity is the dirtiest thing.
Get this off my screen.
I feel like post not clarity could be a psychiatrist in its own. Everybody
yeah, definitely. Yeah, a 2-hour podcast.
Just us chatting about nut. Like, well, this has went off on a lovely tangent, and I think that we're just going to end it there. So,
wrap up.
That's episode 3. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Mm. Say a couple of byes so we can get a good bye.
Bye. Stinky. Bye. See you later. Stink. Bye.
It's just one of those days.
Bye, driver. Bye.
Bye, driver. Sweet.